Hello, we are Real Life Lovers. I'm Diana.
And I'm Murph.
And you're listening to Ménage à Trois Radio, where we discuss your hearts and parts.
Oh, yeah, we do. You know what else we do? We invite a third party to join us here in the sack.
Ooh.
We'll be chatting about sex, relationships, and every goddamn thing in between.
That's right, darling.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. It's a little warm in this room already.
Ooh, it's already cooking. I love it. We're up to 75. I
want
to hit, let's see if we can hit 79 degrees.
Well, you know who's going to help us do that?
Yeah.
You know this American dancer, model, and comedian? She's one third of the comedically choreographed dance collective, Cocoon Central Dance Team.
Woo.
So good. And she co-starred with director Daniel Kwan in DJ Snake and Lil Jon's viral music video, Turn Down for What?
Oh yeah, she plays Trenton on Mr. Robot. We are pumped for season two, which is coming out this summer. And we're pumped to welcome Sunitha Mani.
Hi.
Hey.
Oh yeah.
Welcome.
We got the bells being rung very early.
Thank you
for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
We like to wine and dine our guests. Mm. It's because we're such a classy podcast.
Yeah,
you probably noticed.
Yep.
Yes, the class is high. My level of class here.
The class is high.
The class is high.
Nine out of ten.
Sunitha wanted a English breakfast tea.
She did.
And we got our hands on one here.
Twinings.
You just ask for it and you get it.
And there it is.
Yeah. This feels legit because it's called Twinings of London.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That sounds British to me. Twinings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like a dandy name. the British are so dandy in my eyes.
I love tea.
Narrow mind.
I love tea as well.
I was in England recently, and I found the tea every day was such a nice thing to
ritual?
Do. Yeah, built into the culture.
Got that from, my parents, but they got it from the British because the British colonized India.
Yeah, they were. They didn't necessarily ask for it, but there it was, right?
Yeah. But it's
it
still,
is a, yeah.
I like it.
Oh, yeah.
I'll take it.
It's nice to look on the bright side of that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Tea. It's what's for dinner.
What's the difference between English breakfast and Irish breakfast? We saw that one.
Mm. I don't know. Blood sausage?
There's a... One has blood sausage.
Well, there's like dry shavings of blood sausage.
Yeah, I think that's it.
It's what gives it its flavor, robust flavor.
It's not a vegetarian tea, surprisingly.
No.
Yeah, they don't tell you that.
No.
Yeah, you have to learn the hard way.
Yep.
I also was told recently that it's the proper thing to do to add milk. That's very English, yeah.
Yeah.
It's very proper to add milk.
Like creams, like clotted creamies.
Yes.
Donkeys, like those. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. very.
And you're supposed to just be covered in scones.
Uh-huh.
And they're just like jam, lots of stuff.
That sounds like an event.
I had a weird trip.
Yeah.
It was weird. Got a little bit off the beaten path. So you live in New York?
Yeah, I live in Brooklyn.
And are you single?
No.
Not looking to mingle.
Just moved in.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Well, it still feels fresh. It was in March.
Mm-hmm.
It was on February 29th, actually, which is
leap.
A leap.
Ooh.
Oh, my gosh.
So your move-in anniversary, once every 4 years, you'll have to think about that.
That's great. Yeah. That really slows down the trajectory in a nice way.
Yeah,
I just want to take things slow.
Slow and steady.
So how's it been going? It's a good move.
It's a good move.
Yeah.
It's pretty like comfortable now. It was intense at first.
Right. Sure. You're like, oh, there you are.
All the time.
Yeah.
And just like we as humans really do pick up on so much, like all those like little anxieties and everything,
mm-hmm.
whether they're real or not. But but there's like a lot going on when you're like coexisting with someone.
Yeah. The little energy tentacles
wrap
around you.
I have such like... I was living with, it's a two-bedroom, so we are, like, really lucky to have this spot in Brooklyn, I feel. But I was living with, like, all these incredible women. So,
mm-hmm.
the female energy in the house was, why did I give that up?
Yeah.
Right. But also, it's just different, and it's great.
It's hard to have it all. You would have to be in, like, one of those cool colonies.
Yeah, the poly.
Up on the hill.
Yep.
Colony.
Yeah.
Yep. Polyamory colony.
I love cohabitating in New York because I just feel like it makes so much sense.
Yeah. That's totally part of it.
You know, not to like practicality is boring, but it is mm-hmm. like
it's
otherwise
so
you're like, oh, you live in Queens and I live in Staten Island. I mean,
No
one lives in those places. But
no,
you know
but if
I
you
mean.
Did, if you're dating someone in Staten Island and you lived in Queens, you'd never see each other.
Yeah. There's no way to be casual.
Yeah.
But honestly, I feel like the ultimate luxury.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Yeah. It's me.
Grace.
Announce your presence before you just dive in.
Hey, it's Haas here. I just wanted to say, I feel like the ultimate luxury is living by yourself, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no one can afford that.
No one can. I was lucky enough for a very short time to have a studio to myself, and it was like so nice to disappear for days not talking to anybody.
Yeah.
Wow.
Are you
nice?
Okay?
Yeah. Well, I'll just be in this small little room by myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was it your producer's closet over there that you were living in?
You know,
it was actually pretty
there.
Small. It wasn't as small as this, but yeah, I just sometimes don't want to see or talk to anyone.
That's fair.
Merv and I have talked about a fantasy of like, I actually really enjoy living together, but like being eccentric billionaires and having like mansions next door to each other. Mm-hmm. So you kind of get the best of everything.
Yep. I think the way that'll probably pan out is we'll have two sheds out in the woods somewhere.
Yeah.
And an outhouse, and then we'll, we'll meet in the outhouse.
It'll be great.
Yeah. The tunnel underground is what we talked about.
Yes.
Wasn't there a couple that did that?
Yeah. There's a rumor that in Portland, Oregon, I'm from, there's these two like identical Tudor mansions up on this hill, and that rich married couple lives there and has a tunnel beneath the earth where they can cross over.
Now, that's excessive.
Yeah.
It's
insane.
It was a whole project to build that.
I feel like that's just saying I'm going to go crazy.
I'm losing it. Yeah.
Yep. I've lost it. Yeah.
I'm going to wander these empty halls alone and look at crazy oil paintings.
Yeah, because you only need so much space.
It's like being so obsessed with your legacy, too, maybe. Like, they probably don't even love each other. It's just this thing they want to create.
We want people talking
themselves.
About us for years to come. They'll talk about that couple up on the hill.
You don't think the tunnel indicates a loving relationship?
Well,
it's the connection.
It's the escape as well.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
It's a quick escape hatch if you need it.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, there's a lack of trust there. Like, we got to, I'll come over and visit you, husband or wife, but I want that tunnel access.
Yeah.
I want to be able to bail if I need to.
Yeah, you need a couple exits.
I wonder where it led to. Up into the study, probably?
Oh, that's a great
the
question.
Pantry?
Pantry's a good one. You can just go up and grab
some
snacks and leave.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's so weird. I picture like a bookcase spinning around.
Well, yeah,
and they're like, hello, lover. Covered in like a cheetah fur. I don't know.
That's a romantic vision.
Yeah. I thought about it.
Picture the bathtub.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Or something.
Yep.
You know, out like a cockroach, but
coming
you're
up
really
the drain.
Fancy.
Yeah.
Real fancy cockroach crawling
up.
Yeah.
I like that.
You know, you have a crown on or something.
You have to.
Yeah, make it a little fancy.
A tiara.
What do you want to talk about here? Sexy science?
I think we should slide on over.
Oh, there it is.
Wow. What do we do here, darling?
Well, here we like to discuss matters of the hearts and parts, topical,
mm-hmm.
Of course. So we rip articles from the headlines.
Rip from the headlines.
And this one we got this week is from Science of Us.
Mm-hmm.
Title of this number is, Yes, Beautiful People Have a Totally Different Experience of Life.
Beautiful people. Oh, yeah.
Reverend.
Oh. So good. That's why I picked the article.
Just for that.
So basically in psychology, there's a lot of evidence that the beautiful get ahead in life in lots of ways, and it starts young, even with teachers calling on cute kids more often.
Ah, yes.
Wow.
So sad.
The beauty premium says that the wealth gap between the hot and the not is a lot like those between sexes and ethnicities. If one is easy on the eyes, the enjoyment we get from looking at them affects our perceptions of their other attributes.
Mm-hmm. Mm. What's to discuss here?
If you got it going on, you'll be all right.
Duh. No. Also, though, I think I was saying this to Murph earlier. What I think is kind of interesting about this is like all the things we do to be beautiful that could be seen as shallow are actually totally make sense. Because if it's advantageous in any way to get a job or get a mate, then you're actually just it's a survival mechanism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like beautiful people are, partly it's like, you're not told no.
Yeah.
No.
You never hear it.
So you If you don't expect it, then there's like a sort of confidence or something that you carry, and that goes a long way.
Yeah.
For sure.
They, I mean, there's like a ton of things, but they just like make more money. Professors, kids thought attractive professors that were like pretty much the same were like smarter, more capable, healthier. There's just all these things that go with it in like every aspect of your life.
We've been conditioned.
It's true. Yeah.
For years.
Oh, it is interesting, like what, I mean, I grew up in like a Southern Baptist town in Tennessee.
Oh, wow.
And like everyone wanted to be like blonde and tan. Like, it's just the, mm-hmm. the convention of beauty is so interesting because yeah. it's so obviously ill-fitting on a lot of people.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But, most people.
It's like that the blind, like, I'm going to do it anyway yeah. and it's okay.
Right.
Like, it's still. Like you tricked everybody.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It is.
How you can trick people.
Yeah, how you can trick, and that's how they sell a lot of products.
Well, the standards.
Tricking people.
Because there's things that are probably universal, like looking healthy is probably attractive. I mean, not even always, you could argue that. But I mean things that are probably cross cultural. But
sure.
It is interesting how unique that can
specific
be to a group
to,
of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like growing up in Portland, you were only attractive if you like were a barista and had dreadlocks.
Mm.
Wow. Do you think that still stands in Portland?
I think so.
Yeah.
I
feel like that's the vibe, yeah.
There's like a hiking chic kind of look.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think health is, as you're saying, is a part of it too. I think when you see someone, even if they are kind of attractive, but when you got open sores and stuff going on.
Oh, God.
That seems like an evolutionary thing where you're just like, I want to not be near that.
Right.
Well, that could be kind of like heroin chic, though.
I know. That's
yeah.
true.
Yeah.
I also, this is like terrible to admit. I was like loved the poor kids. I just thought the poor kids were so pretty in school.
Natural beauty.
Also because there are a lot of white people in my town, a lot of black people. But, like, still interracial dating was, like, you will be shot.
Yeah.
But a lot of the... Yeah.
Yikes.
But, like, the little mixed kids were so beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yes.
So beautiful.
It's like, I want to be that. But they were also, unfortunately, from poor communities. So there was, like, a pretty poor kid that I really wanted to be. I think everyone is, like, exoticized, maybe the third world or something.
Sure.
Not that
I think
Tennessee
that's true,
is the third
yeah.
world.
Yeah.
But.
No, but like that kind of like class.
Yeah, like that woman on that
another.
Geo cover.
Yeah.
Oh, like, yeah.
The like hot refugee.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. That's definitely
the most
of
beautiful woman in the world.
Yeah.
Those green eyes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you look outside of your circle sometimes. That gets you romanticized and like, oh, let me. I was going to say diddle in this pool, but that's not
that
right
sounds
phrasing at all.
It sounds very English, however.
Let me diddle in this pool. Ah, yes.
Took the car around to one of the poor neighborhoods and diddled about.
Diddled about. yes.
It's hard in this room, though, that we don't have like the unattractive person perspective.
It is.
Like,
it's hard to say.
We're just sitting here on
that's
our
true.
We just hear
castle.
Haas.
Yeah.
That's all we've got.
Haas.
Haas, you handsome.
You handsome.
Oh, thanks, guys.
I think you'll be better off in life if you're good looking. That's the lesson there.
Well, it's just crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy that it's statistically backed. It's something you know, but then you hear it and you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think I feel like also just in general, there's jobs that you don't need to be good looking for that yet good looking people will have the leg up on that job. I guess anything where you see someone.
Yeah.
Even
yeah.
newscast. I mean, it's obviously a lot harsher with ladies. They'll have like a fat old bald guy like on the
and
doing
like
the weather, but for ladies
woman.
It's pretty much
yeah.
and ESPN does that nonstop. Every sideline reporter, there's a certain level of like you have to at least be I mean there's some old school like Jackie McMullen's great, but I feel like for ESPN on camera they're always just
that's
like
so
young,
strange,
attractive
right?
women who certainly know their shit.
Right.
But the men are not there's a handful of good looking ex athletes that do it, but
yeah.
the other guys are like, nah, they're not. They're twos.
They're twos.
They're twos is what they are.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, they're doing something right.
They know about sports. Good for them.
Good for them. Well.
Well.
We can't help the ugly people.
No.
But we can help
no,
our
not
listeners.
Not enough time.
There's just not enough time in the day.
You're like, I have a hard out at 4. Certainly not.
Well, let's slip on over to listener love. Oh, yeah.
Listen, a mailbag.
Ooh.
So what goes on here?
Well, our listeners tweeted us, message us, stop us on the street, and ask us about advice.
Advice, yeah.
Sex and relationship. And, you know, we do our best, but we need some help from you.
Oh,
yeah,
we would
hope you'd help us because we usually shit the bed, you know.
I will do my best.
All right.
I will listen. That's all I'm going to do.
Yes, that's all. That's all it takes sometimes. Yeah. You just got to listen. People need someone to listen.
That's true.
They just want to hear you listening.
Yeah.
What?
Listen to us listen. Haas, who are we listening to?
Well, our first question is from Patience out of Wilkes-Barre. Is that how you say it, Murph?
That's right. Wilkes-Barre.
Wilkes-Barre.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And this came to us via our Twitter, at Menage Radio. Paige says, I just started stripping, and all the other ladies at the club I work at charge $20 for a private dance. That seems cheap, but they laughed at me when I said I was going to charge $50. Hmm. They're not very nice to new girls. Does that seem too steep?
What?
What?
Wow.
Oh, man. It's all just the economics of it.
It's true. Sounds like the market rate is 20.
Yeah, that seems about right. I guess you try 50, you see if you can get 50.
Capitalism encourages you to try 50.
Yeah. And supply and demand. What do you have that maybe the other women don't? You can charge a little extra for.
All right, I'm going to just say what I think we're all thinking, which is how attractive are you?
Oh, were we all thinking that?
I wasn't, actually. I forgot.
I forgot too.
I meant to. Honestly, I meant to, but I forgot.
All right, I'm going to go.
Slipped my mind.
I'll see you guys later.
See ya.
Good night, Haas.
I think it's just I don't know.
Yeah, supply and demand. It is.
That's a good point. This is
unbridled capitalism. You got to just go out there and charge $50 and see what you can get.
Yeah, I mean, it's too bad that you don't have, like, allies, it sounds like.
I was just going to say, that sucks, yeah.
But you got a good idea to, you know, increase your rates.
Yep.
What about starting a union?
Ooh.
That's a great idea.
Nobody charges less than 30?
Hear those whispers.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you'd have to do it in secret.
In secret, yeah. Everyone charges 30, that's right.
Yeah, because then you can't, no one's going to outbid you or underbid you or whatever
that
phrasing would be.
Yeah.
In general, $20 for what was the service?
A private dance.
A private dance.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you can do better than 20.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you all should get the gals. Talk to the gals. Seriously, Patience.
Yes, get them together and jack up the rate a little bit. See how it goes. And let us know how that goes. Because a lot of these follow-ups, these questions have more... spawn more questions we found out.
It almost seems like all of our listeners die right after they ask us a question.
Yeah.
We never hear from them again.
The mortality rate is through the roof for our listeners. So if you're listening to this, run away. Also, Haas, I love that you're shorting people's names when you say it, and you said Patience, and then you said Paige.
I noticed that, too.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Pretty slick.
Shorthand.
Yeah.
Make it sound cool.
Mm-hmm.
Paige is pretty cool.
Hey, charge more. You're worth it.
Boom. That was a good lesson to take away.
Who helped her?
Really good.
One for one. Who else do we have?
Our second inquiry is from someone who asked to remain anonymous via our email, menagetrois.radio@gmail. Anon says, I jerked off in a public restroom last night, and the smell of shit really got me going.
Mm.
Is this the first step into scat stuff? Oof.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
It's a step, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But in which direction?
Yeah. I mean, to be aware of your that feeling, that's a big step.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know? I always imagine that that's how it'll happen to me.
You'll catch a whiff of something.
I won't know first.
Yeah.
It'll have to be in the moment.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you wonder how many things you'd possibly be into that you just won't ever come across.
Yeah.
You know? So this might be a what was I going to call it? Not a guiding light. No, like a sign from. Yeah, kind
of
like a miracle.
I was going to say, this
it's
is a great
a miracle.
Thing.
It just came on your doorstep.
All I need is a miracle. We were just singing that. What I think is great about this is shit is a great thing to be turned on by because there's an endless supply of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not like you have to go into the crevasses of the dark net to find it.
Nope.
Right. Public restroom.
Yeah. That's, there you go.
There'll be some there. Yeah. There's an. That's it is a good thing to be into. Cheap thing. Cheap fetish.
Throw a porta potty in the back of your truck at night.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure no one's in it first.
Those porta potties have a very specific.
Yeah.
Stink.
Oh,
to them.
Man. There's
chemicals,
yeah.
Maybe.
A lot of folks. Mixing. Oh, yeah.
And yeah, different, a lot of folks.
I mean,
different strokes.
I mean, who knows?
A lot of brands.
Maybe like a diaper, too.
Yeah.
You know, it's different.
Ooh.
Different things. Yeah.
Select diapers.
Different kinds of shits. Yeah, maybe you could try like honing your.
Get a cat. Yes. That's what you need to do. Oh. You smell shit all the time.
Doesn't that shit make people crazy?
Different,
or is it the chemicals from the.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
litter.
You're right. That is true.
What is that bacteria called? It's in cat shit.
It's like a Radiohead song. They named it after
that. It's a Radiohead song?
Tom York gets up into your brain and just drives you crazy.
I'll look it up.
The
I'll
bacteria
try to find it.
In a kitty turd?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm.
It
like
drives
mixes
you
with
insane.
The litter
and pregnant women aren't supposed to deal with it because it can hurt the baby. There's some bacteria that's just like gross in cat shit.
Yeah.
I forget what it's called.
But I mean, if you're going to jerk off the cat shit, that's, you know, that's your business. Just be aware that there might be a chemical in the air.
That's true.
Yeah, that could loosen your brain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Function.
Yeah. Just, the nuts and bolts will come loose.
Yeah. We get a question next week. They're like, my brain fell out and it turned me on. Is this the first step to brain sex?
How many cats?
It's called toxoplasma.
Toxoplasmosis. That's what it is.
Yep, yep.
Yeah.
It's a parasite of cat feces linked to schizophrenia.
Jeez.
Mm. Well,
maybe we shouldn't be recommending the cat thing.
Yeah. No. This feels like a really accessible mental like illness. Like that's real possible, you know?
That's very possible, yeah.
Watch out, Anon.
Let those kittens outside to shit.
Just keep going.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Keep trucking.
Keep on trucking. You're on to something.
Yeah.
I think we helped that person.
I think so. I'm going to go ahead and say we're 2 for 2.
Yeah.
So who else do we have?
Well, lastly, Patty from Pittsburgh messaged us on Facebook, and she wonders, or they wonder, who knows? My father
not you, not me.
You're wondering right now, it sounds like.
Yeah, yes. Yep, totally.
I think that's a good sign.
Wonder aloud.
Either way, they
make
wonder.
Make no assumptions.
My father remarried 6 months ago, and his wife's son is H-O-T. We didn't grow up together. Is Step still off limits?
Hey.
Oh, is Step still off? Oh, okay.
Like a step relative?
Yeah.
So there's
yeah.
no
yeah.
blood situation.
Oh, I think Step is always a go. It's going to be a taboo. You might have some issues with your mom or your dad or however that arrangement is.
It's like the plot line of so many movies,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
So it's like totally romanticized already in our culture.
Yep.
It'd be interesting to see how romantic it is in real life. So I urge you to get back to us. If
yeah,
you
again,
do.
Let us know how it goes.
Get through your first holiday season and let us know.
Yep. Oh, wow.
I also think as adults, it's probably fine. I think even it would be a little weird if you were like living together.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you were already.
As kids, you mean?
Not like children, but if you were like in high school and you got a new step sibling, there's obviously no like blood issue there, but you like live down the hall. It would just be weird.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe not. Maybe it'd be great.
Yeah. I mean, you do have to, like, when you have to answer the question, like, how did you meet?
Yes.
That's, you'll have to say it out loud so many times.
Yeah. You'll have to be prepared.
Yeah. Be prepared.
For people's judgments, because they will probably judge. You're sharing in-laws regardless, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're right now, it'll just be like a swap of in-laws.
So
if you do get married. Which you're not suggesting, I'm saying, but if you did.
If they did get married, would your stepmom be your mother-in-law?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Another plot line that I haven't seen in movies very much is like maybe this is a plot line. I have a question. does the guy who's interested, or girl, or they, the person who's interested in his or her step-sibling, do they try to like separate the parents?
Oh,
as like, you know,
to release the taboo.
Yeah.
To
like finally pursue a love like unjudged or whatever.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Could be a movie.
Just destroy your parents' romance.
Yes.
Right?
Put them. Yeah. Put yourselves. Well, or keep it. Because it could be a plot of a movie because there's a lot of a comedy of errors there where you're trying to like.
Yeah.
It's Thanksgiving and got to go to this house and have this turkey. But then I got to take my date over here and.
When your turkey is your stuffing.
I mean, we're writing this on our feet. That's there we go.
What would this movie be called?
It'd be called
Parent Trap 4.
Yeah. We're just going to another sequel for Parent Trap. And we've now now into the step department.
It's great. Yeah. There's only so many ways to trap a parent.
Also,
let's try to set one free, shall we?
Oh, that's so good.
Only so many ways to trap a parent.
All right.
Love's hard to find. Sometimes if you find it, just go.
Yeah.
Oh, that's there.
That's true.
You get one crack
all
at
these
it. Sometimes two, but
3 for 3.
Yeah. Oh yeah, think? 3 for 3.
Yeah.
We're batting 1,000.
So good.
Whew.
Well. We answered some listener questions. Now we have some questions for our guests.
Yes.
Me?
Yes, you.
Who, me?
Sunita, these questions are called 6 sections. They're rapid fire sections.
Okay.
Questions.
I'm going to take a sip.
Yeah, get that tea.
Get ready, because you have to answer as quickly as you can.
God.
I was trying to provide some sound effects for the listeners.
It was excellent.
Even if you
backfired.
Choke, you still have to do it.
No.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Starting now.
If you were to make love to a piece of furniture, which one would you choose?
Oh, a lazy boy.
Yeah.
What's the sexiest animal?
Like a wet seal.
Well, who's your number one celebrity crush?
Oh my God. Does Beyonce count?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Beyonce always.
Absolutely.
What U.S. president would you bone?
Oh, Barack Obama.
Yeah. 69 or 420?
69.
And lastly, what song lyric would you sing to steal America's hearts?
I don't want to wait for life to be over.
So good.
Steal your heart. Yeah.
Dawson's Creek.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Little Joey Potter from The Wrong Side of the Creek.
That is the creek.
They said that a lot on the show.
You looked like a woman possessed.
I was like,
you thought of it.
Going
you flashes
back in time.
Of, yeah, I saw you go through the whole Dawson's Creek.
I did.
Catalog in your mind.
Just flipped through it all. It was intense.
Yeah, it's fast.
When you said wet seal,
yeah.
I thought of that store in the mall. Did you ever remember Wet Seal?
Yes.
What was it, like a jewelry store?
It was like kind of trashy girls' clothes, but in high school we would go and buy like weird jeans.
Halters.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Like
it's like
fur shrugs.
Things
and
were very flammable in the store because the materials, all the clothes
oh, yeah.
were made out of were like not... They were bad.
Yeah,
toxic.
Not built to last.
No
yeah.
way. No way, buddy.
Yeah. Oh, no. You could wear it once and then it would just disintegrate, but it was fine because Whoa. It was pretty inexpensive.
Yeah.
I wonder if that was somehow like lodged in my brain.
The yeah.
And like this. Yeah.
Or did they call the store that because it's such a sexy little animal?
I
they were
like,
hey, tweens.
You want some sexy clothes? Think of this animal.
You
want
to be a wet seal
not
tonight?
Not just a seal. No dry ass.
Yeah, like. Hairless,
armless.
One shape.
Yeah. Barking.
One shape. One.
just a single
one.
Shape.
Just the one. The face is just on the end of the shape.
We have halters for all shapes, even one.
Oh, man.
Yeah, wet seal is sexy.
Very much.
The lazy boy is a very sexy piece of furniture.
I did have the word boy in it. I think I feel like I cheated.
Well, you know, I think he went through the furniture store and thought, you know, what's even possibly a human around me? Well, there's a boy over there. I guess that.
Yeah, well, also, you can pull the lever.
Yeah.
And the thing pops up. That's like instant boner.
Yeah.
Instant boner on that boy.
Translates perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot going on there. I do love furniture. Like, there is something.
Yeah.
Turns, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, beautifully made things.
Yeah.
Yes.
Erotic.
The clawfoot bathtub.
Shop, vintage furniture shopping. Very erotic.
Yeah. I think I would say a clawfoot tub. Not that anyone asked me.
No. But now that we're getting
no
into it.
No one asked me ever. What would you say?
Oh, man. I mean, the lazy boy's in my mind. I slept, lived in a lazy boy for about 2 years.
In
it. Just well, I mean, on it. Not in it.
In an apartment or like?
In my apartment. I didn't have a bed. I used a lazy boy for about 2 years.
Oh, I see.
It was a nice old, comfortable lazy boy.
Did you
After
walk
a while, the sleeping,
funny? I would think like sleeping kind of bent would be.
They say it's good for your back. I think if you've had surgery or something, but I think in normal day to day, you probably shouldn't sleep on the lazy boy because you can't really sleep on your side ever.
Yeah. I was going to ask if you could move around at all. And follow up question, do you think that affected your dream state?
Yes. Ooh. Yes, I do. I think I had, like my dream. I was always reclining in my dreams.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Just you at the beach.
Just, yeah, always feet up. I'm like, I am just lounging in my dreams, man. Everything is just a...
Just sitting up, too. Yeah. Santa dreams.
Yep.
Factory working dreams.
Get CAT scans.
CAT scans.
Like, that's a nightmare. Oh, that is, quick correction. Yeah, my nightmares are... That's a nightmare, Murph.
Trapped in a CAT scan, yeah.
Are you happy we're in a bed now? Or
yeah.
Do you dream of your lazy boy days?
No, I feel the lazy boy days are behind me. Oh. It was fun while it lasted.
What kind of bed do you have?
I don't know the brand.
It's queen size,
it's
right?
It's a queen?
Yeah.
Is it on a thing or like a...
Yeah.
It's like on a wood platform. What about you?
I have... I actually bought my bed from Kelly Hudson.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice. Kelly Hudson? Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
We lived together. A fling. In 2015? Is that last year? Anyway, 2014? Whatever. The point is, she moved to L.A. and left a lot of her goods in the apartment because they were, like, it was tough to move out and sell. But
yeah.
I got her, like, really cool captain's bed, which means it's, like, the style with the storage underneath the mattress. Like, the thing is...
I would like to have that.
Which is key in the smaller apartments.
Yeah, yeah, just jam really stuff helpful. Under.
Yep.
I've always wanted one of those. I always wanted, like, as a kid, that's like a thing where you want, like, a treehouse or, like, a car as a bed. I wanted like, a boat as a bed.
I had a canopy that was pretty cool.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, it's like a fort.
Yeah, it is kind of like a fort. And you can add things to it because you have those tall beams, so you can kind of create, like, a fort-like atmosphere. Yeah.
Do you have, like, a lacy, what was hanging from that?
I think originally it was a lacy number, but I got creative and, like, made it really weird.
Yeah.
Probably like just covered it with like dogs.
Yeah, just
dog memorabilia.
Old dog pelts.
I had a period where I was just obsessed with dogs, and I collected tiny porcelain dogs, and I had like dog stuff everywhere.
Mm.
Yeah,
did you have a dog?
So we did.
And was he
we
or
always
she jealous?
Had dogs. No, I don't think so. They were probably just scared. They were like, when I go in that room, things collapse on me.
Yeah,
I was like building structures.
So many dogs.
So many dogs. So little time.
You are still loving dogs.
I do, but I no longer feel the need to like
a
surround
dog canopy,
myself
no.
with. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Being a kid is
canopy
weird.
It's cool.
Yeah, it is.
Will said the different thing.
Hey, you know all of our thoughts on that? We're
we all
got off on different stops on that train,
like,
I think.
Yeah. I feel like the little beams of our brains are all
just
pointing in different directions.
I just want to point out that it's 77 degrees.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, we are getting close.
I think we can really do it.
Hey, you can't leave till we hit 80.
Yes.
So shall we mosey on over to get it wet?
Let's mosey.
Ooh, whoa.
Make it wet.
Yeah. How's that for an effect?
Right, I have a question. Ear. I always say get it wet, and then the sound effect says make it wet.
Yeah. Yes.
What is the name of
our segment? The name of our segment? I don't know. I couldn't possibly tell you for sure. Yeah,
cool.
I think it's just, it's one or the other, depending on whatever we're feeling that
it's
day.
Like something, something wet.
Yeah, the moisture's the key. Doesn't matter if you're getting or making.
I totally agree.
So what do we do here? What is this all about?
Well, we have a contest between the three of us, mm-hmm. and Haas will be the judge over in his alone room.
Mm-hmm.
From his ivory tower.
Yeah. Judges have to be isolated. It's only
they
fair.
They do.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we'd be slipping him money and favors. Fingers.
He'd see how good looking we are, and he'd be like, well, they all win.
Give them all the money.
Give them the jobs and the money.
We gather excerpts from various mediums that are not written to be sexy.
Okay.
And then we read them, and we try to make them downright sultry.
Yeah. So let's put on our sexy voices and read these non-sexy passages. Haas, what's our material?
This week, we've pulled some of the sexiest food products off the shelves of your local supermarket. And we'll be reciting their ingredients. First up, we have Diana.
Wow.
All right.
Here I am.
Why don't you grab your ingredients and go ahead and make it sexy.
Okay. I'd like to say that I have Doritos.
Oh, yes.
Of the nacho cheese variety.
Mm.
All right. Ready?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Everyone so ready?
Looking intently.
Welcome.
All right. Opening up. Yeah.
Whole corn. Mm. Vegetable. Oil, maltodextrin, and this part's a little rough, and less than 2% of the following. Wheat flour, salt, cheddar cheese, whey, monosodium glutamate, buttermilk, corn syrup, salads, lactose, and tomato powder.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that was that was getting me going.
That's less. Those are less ingredients than I thought.
Me too.
Being Doritos. Yeah.
And buttermilk? Yeah, right. Doritos.
There's no butter. Less than 2%. What are we talking? Somebody sneezed a little.
Yeah.
Buttermilk near a bag, and you can say it's in there.
Agreed.
I didn't think Cool Ranch chips could get any sexier.
Those are nacho cheese chips.
That's probably why you weren't sure how sexy they were.
Murph.
Nacho Ranch. I'm ready.
Cool.
I've got Cherry Coke.
Ooh, yum. These are great products, by the way.
Yeah. These are. I want to eat and drink these afterwards. All right. Carbonated water. High fructose corn syrup. Salt. Cellulose gum.
Ooh.
Caramel color. Natural and artificial flavors. Sodium hexametaphosphate.
Ooh.
Sorbic acid. Sodium benzoate. Phosphoric acid and caffeine.
Ooh, what?
Yeah.
That was so serious.
There's caffeine in there?
Yeah, they add caffeine. That's one.
That was really good.
The most sexy of all the ingredients is a little pep in the step.
Mm-hmm. I love Cherry Coke.
Yeah.
That right,
cellulose boy. Gum.
Wow. All right. Well,
oh, man.
These have been great so far, but last time we had Samantha. Who's going to put the Mac back in macaroni?
Oh,
so
I am.
Here's your list of ingredients. Now go ahead and make it sexy.
Oh.
He's pretending as if he handed you that list. Mm-hmm.
I know you're pretending.
Wall.
Okay. I feel like I have to shake it up here, but And your edge macaroni product.
Ooh.
Thiamine mononitrate. Riboflavin. Cheese sauce mix. Milk protein concentrate. Sodium tripolyphosphate. Lactic acid.
Ooh.
Yellow number five and yellow number six.
Oh.
Calcium phosphate and cheese culture.
Damn, I could like feel the ingredients.
I know. Yes, they were coursing through my veins.
Palpable.
Oh.
Thanks. Honestly, you guys took my idea. So I had to think of a new one.
Yeah. Well, and that was up and away.
Thanks. That was amazing.
Hey, thanks. Hey. I've had sex with macaroni and cheese before. And
I felt it in the performance. I was like, this comes from an honest place.
Cheating.
Yeah. Yep.
It's kind of cheating, but whatever. Haas, what do you say?
Oh, I mean, the winner's clear. Sunitha.
Yeah.
Oh, stop.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Oh, come
Went
on.
To a place.
Okay. Ooh. Thank you. I will take my $100 after the podcast.
Yes.
Perfect.
$100 in supermarket.
Taste sweet. Treats.
Yeah.
I think Doritos.
Supermarket sweet.
Doritos, Cherry Coke, and Kraft mac and cheese is like a perfect meal, too.
Yes.
It's
a well-balanced.
Well-balanced.
And a very romantic meal, you know. You set the table with that.
Yeah.
You got a night ahead of you.
Yeah.
And like a good nacho cheese app.
Yes.
Yes.
Appetizer. For you young folks who don't know what I'm talking about.
For those not hip to the app.
I also noticed they all had salt.
Yeah. Very sexy.
Just a nice bloated, dehydrated, salty.
It's going to go together, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think everything is salt in the supermarket.
Oh.
Right or no?
Yeah. No, that's probably true. I mean, if Cherry Coke has salt.
Then where are we?
Then see you later.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's crazy.
Oh, well, I think we made it wet or we got it wet.
Things were wet.
For sure.
Still at 77.
Oh, man. I think we can do this.
That thermostat actually isn't, like, tracking the temperature of the room, just so you guys know.
Oh.
What?
Great.
Yeah, that's just a prop. But I just thought it was fun, I wanted to burst your bubble.
You
a
sick
prop?
Bastard. Why?
Who hired you?
Great question.
Who
are
you working for, Oz?
I don't know.
My dreams just shattered.
Yeah. Well, let's take those shattered dreams into virtual sugar.
Let's do it.
So we know that you're not single, but if you could pretend you are just for a moment.
I do it all the time.
We want it. Just
kidding. Weekends, nights. No.
Whenever you get the place to yourself, you know, you just pretend to be single. Mm-hmm. So we want to see you in action. You can pick a name out of this cup.
Okay.
So you'll go on an improvised date. You'll be yourself.
Mm-hmm. With somebody in this room.
Someone.
Just for those of you listening, there are 10 people in this room.
Yeah. They have been very quiet and well-behaved throughout the show.
For this part.
Waiting for this moment.
Just a little tape on the mouth goes a long way.
Will their name be called?
It's Diana.
Yes.
Oh, man.
All of you people who are bound and gagged, you can get out of here. Your name was not chosen this week.
Bye.
Go back to your hole, and we'll see you next week.
There was another Diana. I had to have her killed.
Yeah. She tried to take your thunder.
All right.
So you two are going
focusing
on a date.
Focusing for my date. Ready?
You're going on a date?
Channel that phosphorate glutenate.
Right. Here we go. Mm.
Date begins now.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi. Wow. You're taller than your picture made it seem.
Yeah, it's weird. I've grown a lot in my 20s.
Oh, wow. Usually people kind of stay the same in their 20s.
Yeah, I don't know. It's very unique, my doctor says. I grew 6 inches from the ages of 26 to 28.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You look a lot shorter than your picture.
Yeah, I lost a lot of bone in my 20s.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, from the knee down.
Oh, yeah, it's just knee into foot there. Yeah. I didn't notice that.
I ate a lot of Wendy's in college. It's like, it's not good for you.
No.
I ate exclusively Wendy's, and there were some complications.
I feel awful that I took you to a Wendy's for our date then. This is really,
yikes. You know, I loved it. I love it. I love it. That's okay. I bring a salad everywhere I go.
Oh, that's so smart. You don't want to lose any more bone, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a junior bacon cheeseburger.
Okay, cool.
I mean, I'm a growing woman.
Yeah.
I need some vitamins. Hi.
Hey, welcome to Wendy's. Can I take your order?
We'll have a junior bacon cheeseburger, a chocolate frosty, a large fry, and did you want anything to drink?
Yeah. Can I just have some tap water?
Tap? Sure.
Yeah.
And a tap water for the lady.
Hey, you can, it's fine. I know this is a date, but you can say, it's me. It's me.
Well, I mean, I'm just trying to make heads or tails of your appendages.
Make heads of it, because.
Do you guys know each other? This is so weird.
this is an old haunt, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You used to come here all the time.
Yeah.
Were you guys friends?
Well,
co-workers, friends, lovers.
Lovers.
Light of each other.
Interesting.
We lit each other up.
We really, really.
You know, is how I would phrase it.
Lit each other up.
Yeah. The lights of each other.
I don't
know.
Oh, okay. I see. It's a metaphor of sorts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, we'd also get high in the parking lot.
Yeah. It wasn't really fun. I mean, it's fucking Wendy's. You work at Wendy's.
It's like Wendy's. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We know how Wendy's.
I actually don't do any drugs.
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, I mean.
Are you trying to be a?
You're so tall, so.
Yeah, checks out.
You're on your own high, I guess.
Yeah, I guess up there, those elevations, you're probably living pretty high and mighty. Sounds like.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of lonely, being so tall and drug free. And then you finally go on a nice date, and you know, the woman you're with runs into an old flame. Typical.
Yeah, I mean, I probably should have said something earlier, but I really just want to make this work because I'm also very lonely.
Excuse me, are you guys done ordering?
Pretty much. Can you chill out?
Hey, boss.
Sort of in a rush here.
Hey, sorry, boss. Let me get you the regular here.
Thank you. It's nice to see you, by the way.
Yeah, number two.
You look really good.
You smell like drugs.
Who is this woman?
I don't know, but she's really tall and...
I'm Diana, and I'm drug-free.
Yeah, clearly. You're a real bummer, too.
But hey, she's really unique, okay? Lay off.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Her tears, they're so big, and they're so heavy.
They're so salty and heavy.
Run away. way. You'll drown if you stay with me.
Oh. I can't run. Oh. I can only roll.
I'll lift you both.
Let me get the mop bucket.
I'm going to go jerk off in the bathroom.
All right, boss.
Hey, gotta, you know, gotta end it somewhere.
Hey, look, if
when
you...
When someone jerks off, it's just over.
Yeah.
Immediately, yeah. That's the end. That is the beginning of the end. I hope you smell some shit in that Wendy's bathroom when you're jerking off.
Me too.
Yeah.
Get into it.
Mm-hmm.
Tap into some things you never knew were there.
It's been a while since I improvised a date.
Yeah. I mean, the first
date.
You
were wonderful.
Oh
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys were... I'd go on a real date.
Yeah.
To Wendy's anytime.
Let's just go to a real Wendy's date.
I felt tall, you know?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. You were carrying yourself.
Yeah, you said that, and I was like, here I am. Tall.
Ooh,
tall.
Feeling that air, too.
I know, it just kicked.
Whoa.
Just kicked. Oh, my God, we're never going to get to 80.
We're at 78, but apparently that's a fucking phony.
Something's blinking.
I feel like he's controlling it. And you just think? messing with our minds.
I bet he is.
It's mind control.
Yeah.
Are you tinkering with this in there?
Haas.
The temperature?
Haas, you tinkering with the temp, Haas?
You tinkering with the temp, Haas?
Hey, you tinkering?
You think I would do something like that?
Yes.
Yeah
so I think for your own enjoyment, your jollies tinkering.
I don't know.
You're tinkering to get your jollies.
It's not like I have, like, you know, like a GoPro set up and I'm watching like a video feed of you guys and controlling the temperature.
He does.
Okay,
All right. Well,
that's no wonder
you want to live alone. You have creepy little tentacles out in the world.
Big brother scheme you got going on.
Jesus.
Well, at least share in those profits if you sell that video online.
Please.
If there is some sort of niche for that kind of thing.
Yeah, we're
people
in the...
slowly
people recording a podcast sweating.
Yeah, slowly sweating as the temperature rises throughout the show. Yeah, if that's a thing.
Sure.
We've been drinking tea too.
That's true.
Yeah.
Riveting. I feel sad.
I do too.
Why are you sad?
Because we gotta say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hi, you guys.
Oh, so wonderful.
This was great.
Really,
we should all meet
at
a Wendy's.
Yeah. In 10 years?
10 years. 10 year reunion.
See you
to Wendy's.
10. Our listeners do not have to say au revoir to Sunitha. Mm-hmm. Follow her adventures on Instagram /Sunitha Mani.
And Mr. Robot's coming up. On USA, on the USA Network. Watch that. It's a good program.
Yeah, this season, too, this summer.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Also, head on over to CocoonCentralDanceTeam.com for show dates and videos. They're
wonderful,
the best.
Wonderful troupe.
Thanks, guys.
Seen them live. We love them.
Got to see them live. That's the only way to see them.
Yeah. The videos are great, too.
Line. Sure, sure. But live is the experience. You know what I mean?
You want
that's where it was born.
Yeah, yeah.
We also have to thank Brand Muffin. That's Ben Hosley, our producer.
Yeah, and our mama, UCB Comedy.
Tweet at us at Menage Radio.
Do it. We'll help you. You'll be one of the many helped.
Oh, my gosh.
Three for three today. Oh, it's rare we hit all three.
Yeah.
Just give such great advice.
You don't actually know that you're going to know
until,
what to say.
Yeah.
And then
it
just flows out.
Yeah.
It's like getting a shit boner.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Boom. You just didn't know it was coming, and there it is. It's a nice surprise. A
one whiff.
Surprise.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.